Recent federal and state focus on Alaska's role in Arctic Ocean shipping has raised concerns over regulation, safety, and oil spill response, among other issues. But one teaching institution in our state is already dealing with the most basic question, who's going to be driving the boats? As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, Seward's Alaska Vocational Technical Center plans to start the nation's first ice navigation training course next spring.
Obviously, we've rigged up this exercise to show you our ice capability because
we are standing on the bridge of a vessel close behind an ice-breaking ship, plowing through oil rigs locked in a frozen landscape. We can feel the rolling of the deck, see the golf ball-sized snowflakes pounding on the forecastle windows.
Yeah, because you're gonna hit that oil rig in a minute now, huh?
But wait, it's all virtual.
See the rudder is actually turning. That's a rudder angle right there. The clicking you hear is auto.
And it's all part of a new course that AvTech is planning to offer next spring. Scott Hamilton heads AvTech's maritime department. He says the course uses ice navigation simulators to replicate the actual experience of operating a ship in Arctic conditions.
Our theme around here at AvTech is that the training we like to do is company, area, and vessel-specific training. You know, we can read the textbook, but the real reality is your ability to come in and conduct a vessel, many different types of ships, many different types of cargoes, it's best done safely in a ship simulator.
Hamilton is a former Alaska Marine Highway captain, and he knows what it takes to get mariner's certifications. He says competition from foreign shipping, especially tourism-related, is skyrocketing in the Arctic.
And we're not ready. And the Coast Guard understands that, but it's a huge challenge. Most of the traffic that's operating up here right now is foreign flag vessels and foreign flag crews.
In 2016, new International Marine Organization certification standards will kick in for Arctic ship operators. Mike Terminal is president of AvTech's Maritime Board and a working ship's captain and ice navigator. He's got 30 trips to Antarctica under his belt, and he says ice navigation is something that has to be experienced to be learned.
An ice navigator is an individual that has been specially trained to operate in the ice. You can be a captain on a container ship for 25 years and never go into ice once. That is something that the IMO and the United States Coast Guard has looked at very carefully these last couple of years, and they're going to be implementing rules and endorsements that will be coming out here shortly to make sure that mariners are properly trained when they're in Arctic waters.
Anything north of latitude 60 is considered the Arctic. That means most of Alaska, and the training can be used in all areas, for Cook Inlet oil rigs and Valdez Arm tanker traffic, for example. But the far north is a different story. North of the Arctic Circle, there are few aids to navigation. Floating and coastal aids are seasonal. Charts are not the most accurate, and the only real-time weather information comes from weather stations at Nome or Red Dog Mine. Navigators there need a specialized background. Mike Angove is the simulator engineer at AvTech. He says the simulators are Norwegian-built at a cost of $2.5 million.
They are the top of the line. They're the best in the world because they got the mathematics correct. It's what makes our simulator special compared to other simulators.
The school has put $1 million into them since acquiring the simulators, and it is looking for further support from the industry. They can be used by individuals, but they can handle groups of 18 at a time for interactive sessions.
We have three full mission bridges that can work interactively in the same exercise, meaning that, for example, one can be the ship, say an oil tanker, and then the two others can be tugboats, and we can put hawsers or lines between the tugboats and the ship and have an interactive exercise of tug escort maneuvers and certain maneuvers that are very difficult, dangerous, and expensive to perform in real life.
Inside the simulators is like a real experience at the helm. Computer programs change the view outside from day to night or from calm to choppy seas, and an operator has to meet maneuvering challenges to avoid obstacles. The simulators can also mimic conditions at all of the state's largest ports. Inside, Hamilton brings the ship to the Valdez oil terminal.
There's a bow thruster here. so you can actually work your ship sideways.
Hamilton says safety is the main focus of the training. The earliest round of classes will be attended by industry professionals to offer insights into the course, but after that, AFTEC expects to be able to train about 60 pilots and captains a year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.